This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Binge, please.
Binge, please. Hello and welcome to Binge Please, Episode 6, Todd's 5-Minute Game of Thrones Pod Blast for Season 8, Episode 3, The Long Night. Warning, there are spoilers ahead, both for this episode and for the first 7 seasons of Game of Thrones. You have been warned.
There are many Game of Thrones podcasts on the internet, but this one is the shortest. Every second counts, there's not a moment to spare, so let's begin the recap. Doom has arrived at Winterfell. In the middle of the night, countless legions of the dead, led by the White Walkers, are assembled a short distance outside the walls of the castle. Within the fortress, armies, leadership, and civilians hastily shuffle into position. The Dothraki cavalry and the legions of Unsullied are lined up in formation, awaiting the word to strike. Atop their dragons, Jon Snow and Daenerys Targaryen circle the castle, waiting for the Night King on his own dragon. A lone figure on horseback approaches, slowly revealing herself to be the Red Woman, Melisandre of Ashai.
She instructs Ser Jorah Mormont to have the hundreds of Dothraki raise their swords. Melisandre casts a spell, igniting their swords into flaming weapons. Still seeking justice for the death of the innocent Shireen Baratheon, Ser Davos, the Onion Knight, confronts Melisandre, only to have her tell him she won't survive the dawn. The Dothraki, led by Ser Jorah Mormont and Jon's direwolf Ghost, charge the horizon and are quickly and depressingly slaughtered. From the distance, we see their flaming swords go out one by one, and a few dozen Dothraki retreat. The undead approach Winterfell's gates, and a massive melee ensues. In a seemingly endless struggle, and against insurmountable odds, the heroes of Winterfell, led by Ser Jaime Lannister and Ser Brienne of Tarth, make their stand. Samwell Tarly is rescued from certain death in battle by Eddison Tullett of the Night's Watch. Dolorous Edd is then killed by a White. In the crypts below Winterfell, Tyrion Lannister drinks and waits. Above the castle, Dany and Jon scour the skies looking for the Night King. The collected armies fall back into the fortress. Melisandre goes outside the castle walls and magically lights the perimeter trench on fire, creating a stalemate. Back in the crypts, Tyrion laments his uselessness, and he and the Lady of Winterfell, Sansa Stark, talk about the days long ago when they were married. She calls him the best of all of them. While guarded by Theon Greyjoy by the Weirwood Tree, the three-eyed raven Bran Stark wargs into a group of ravens and spies on the Night King, who is commanding his army of whites to lay down on the Trench of Fire and create an undead bridge, which allows the forces of the Night King to assault
the walls of Winterfell.
The whites are eventually able to climb into the castle en masse. Using the dragonglass spear created by Gendry, Arya Stark bravely holds her own against the undead. Sandor Clegane the Hound is paralyzed with fear due to the rampant flames, but he and Beric Dondarrion regroup to try and protect Arya. A towering giant bursts through the gates and sweeps through soldiers. Lady Lyanna Mormont bravely charges the giant, who picks her up with one hand. While she's being crushed, she stabs the giant in the eye with her dragonglass blade and destroys him as she herself dies. Atop their dragons, Jon and Dany pursue the Night King on his undead flying steed. Arya hides in the library, narrowly avoiding a group of whites. Beric and the Hound rescue Arya in the halls, but not before Beric sacrifices himself to allow Arya to get to safety. Melisandre reveals to Arya that the Lord of Light kept Beric alive to protect Arya for a greater purpose. Jon and Dany wrest the Night King from the sky. Drogon attempts to burn the Night King with dragonfire, but the frozen regent emerges unscathed. The Night King then raises his fallen enemies and the bodies in the crypts to fight for him. The White Walkers join the Night King and travel towards Bran in the Godswood. Dany and Drogon save Jon from an onslaught of fallen Northmen by breathing fire. Drogon is covered by hordes of wights and flies away to try and shake them off, losing Dany as well. Ser Jorah appears in the nick of time to save Dany. Jon attempts to power his way through the carnage to intercept the Night King before the villain reaches Bran. Theon fights bravely to protect Bran from the encroaching wights, but they still keep coming. Back in the crypts, Sansa and Tyrion hide together from the wights and share a tender reminiscence of their ill-fated marriage. Dany picks up a dragonglass sword and fights as well as she can against the Night King's hordes. The Night King and the White Walkers arrive in the Godswood to confront Bran. Bran tells Theon, "You're a good man, thank you," before Theon charges the Night King. The Night King sidesteps Theon, then plunges his sword through the Greyjoy's chest. Jon Snow attempts to reach the Godswood, but the undead dragon Viserion stands in the way. Ser Jorah and Dany continue to struggle amongst the wights, and Jorah is gravely wounded. The Night King approaches Bran and the two stare at each other. Jon defiantly draws Viserion's attention, and the dragon prepares to breathe fire onto Jon. The Night King starts to draw his sword to slay Bran, but suddenly Arya Stark, the hero of Winterfell, leaps from the shadows with her cat's paw Valyrian steel dagger in her left hand to intercept the king. The king turns and catches Arya by the throat, keeping her dagger at bay, but Stark drops her dagger into her right hand, a move which we saw her perform during a sparring session with Ser Brienne in season 7, and plunges the dagger deep into the Night King's heart. The Night King and White Walkers shatter into millions of shards, while every wight, including the dragon Viserion, crumbles back into lifelessness. The long night is over. Winterfell survives. Ser Jorah Mormont dies in the arms of Daenerys. While Davos and the Hound watch, Melisandre walks out into the dawn, removes her charmed necklace, and reverts to her actual age, crumbling to the ground and dying in the snow.
And exhale. Wow, that was something, wasn't it? The long night came, and our heroes prevailed. I don't think anyone expected Arya to be the one to kill the Night King, but you look back at the previous 7 seasons of development for her, her training, it all makes sense now. This episode had quite the body count. Ser Jorah, Lyanna, Theon, Beric Dondarrion, Ed, many died. Lots of Winterfell soldiers died, all the Dothraki almost, many Unsullied, but not as many key characters as we may have predicted. I particularly thought Brienne would die, Ser Davos certainly, but nope. No Starks died, and nobody of consequence died in the crypts. Some people complained about the episode being too dark. Of course, it was a battle at night. What are they going to do? It was somewhat hard to track, especially the dragon stuff, but after rewatching, and I rewatched it 4 times, you really are able to follow all of the action, and it's a compelling episode, wonderful cinematography, an epic scale, wonderful music by Ramin, just tremendous storytelling, and we're on to see what happens next time on Episode 4, entitled The Last of the Starks. So join me then. Meanwhile, check out all the great shows on Place to Be Nation Pop, your place for pop culture, movies, music, everything. Also have Place to Be Nation Wrestling Network if you're into wrestling, so check us all out. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back next time on Todd's 5-Minute Game of Thrones Podblast.
Consideration paid for by the following.
Place to Be Nation's JT Rosero and Chad Campbell here. We want to let you know that we have over 2 dozen podcasts available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlaceToBeNation.com. We now offer them to you on 2 great feeds. On the Place to Be Nation wrestling feed, we dive into topics running the gamut from today's WWE to the glory days of yesteryear and the ins and outs of the territory days. In addition to our full-length shows, we also deliver to you special pod blasts on topics old and new.
The Place to Be Nation pop feed is a veritable treasure trove of great content, offering tremendous shows covering the land of movies, television, life, comics, and sports, brought to you by the most knowledgeable and insightful folks in the podcast world.
You can find all these great shows, plus archives of our past podcasts from over the past 8 years as well, by subscribing to both feeds on iTunes. And while you're there, be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All of these shows, plus others, available on PlaceToBeNation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus in-depth search projects, and much more. Be sure to support our site by using www.PlaceToBeNation.com/Amazon when doing your online shopping. We want to thank our friends at Boneheads, Wing Bar, ProWrestlingOnly.com, and TheHistoryOfWrestling.com as well. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. PlaceToBeNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture.